This is the podcast for the column that will appear the week of August 24th, 2014. I'm Scott Kumarkis, but you probably already knew that. This piece, I was a little concerned about writing this piece because I don't think it's controversial. I mean, I think it's pretty solid. However, I tend to stay away from very strong opinions in my columns. Sometimes I have received some really crazy letters and emails about stuff I've said that I thought was totally innocuous, and other things that I've said that I thought might be insulting, which I wasn't intending to, but after I reread them, turned out to get compliments. And once you enter the world of the internet, people say all sorts of things cloaked in the veil of anonymity, and they feel that they can say anything. So today, a couple of things caught my eye. I was watching the news this morning, and the news commentator that I happen to like, Thomas Roberts, a show called Way Too Early, played a piece about a woman in the New York Post who wrote a column telling women that they ought to enjoy getting catcalls. And I know in dealing with my wife that's a really sore spot, and with a lot of other women I've talked to, that they don't like it. So that kind of got the juices going. The next thing was, as I was walking and listening to my Stephanie Miller podcast, they were talking about a guy, I think his name is Keith Ebelow or something, and he did a piece on Fox News about putting down Michelle Obama's initiative for childhood nutrition, not again based on the merit, which is one can argue or not, but based on the fact that he didn't like the way she looks, because he felt she was too fat, and he said it in an insulting fashion. Well, first of all, Michelle Obama is anything but fat, and secondly, who are you to judge? And thirdly, he was fat. So, there was just so much hypocrisy everywhere. So I ventured into a quasi-political piece here, and it also deals with double standards, and it deals with health, and so here we go. The tentative title for it is Double Standards, Anyone? I don't know, why when I record these pieces, I always have to cough? Maybe it's your fault. Okay, here we go. Recently, a male news commentator on a national news network was referencing Michelle Obama's cause about better childhood nutrition and made a rather insulting remark while sitting on a couch surrounded by four women, no less. One of the female panelists berated Mrs. Obama's initiative, saying, "We don't need the federal government projecting these standards upon us." The man augmented her opinion with, "How well could she be eating? She needs to drop a few." After a shocked reaction from the women, he went on, "No, let's be honest. Who are we taking nutrition advice from? There's no French fries happening? That's all kale and carrots? I don't buy it." Okay, where to begin? Step one, reassemble my exploded head. I've said before, and will most likely have opportunity to say again, that I don't get the thing about putting down the First Lady's attempt to make our next generation healthier. Sugar is still as aplenty as sand in the desert, and shadowy men wearing trench coats do not yet sell chocolate candy in dark alleys. Can we have a reality check? Our kids are getting fatter. It's undeniable. Something has to be done, and whether you like her or not, the First Lady has propelled the conversation into the spotlight so that unto its own, it's already a success. You don't like her ideas? That's fine. Step to the plate and come up with something else. But we need to adjust the vector of this country's future health, and we need to do it yesterday. All hands on deck. Additionally, if hypocrisy were water, he would have drowned. Not trying to be catty, but his own waistline was obviously not the product of kale and carrots. There had to be a few French fries happening. And hello? Who was he looking at? Mrs. Obama is amazingly fit. She might not be perfect, but she's a heck of a lot closer to it than most of us when it comes to being in shape. Yet the greater question is, why is it acceptable in this day and age to still judge the value of a woman's idea based on how she looks or what she weighs? Why are so many men given a pass when they possess a large belly overhanging their jeans, while if a woman isn't spot-on faultless, people wag their fingers and whisper how she's let herself go? Lest you think I'm a self-hating male, I want to point out that not all men think that way, and not all women share my analysis. On the same day as the previously referenced comment, a female columnist in the New York Post wrote a piece entitled, "Hey Ladies, Catcalls Are Flattering. Deal with it." Her premise is that when men call out or whistle at a woman as she walks by, it's a high compliment, and the receiver of such attention should feel appreciated. Granted, I am not, nor have I ever been, a female, but some of my very best friends are. Not every catcall is as benign as, "Wow, you're an attractive woman who appears to be intelligent while possessing high self-esteem. Do you think we could take some time to know each other a little better on a deeper, more intimate level?" I believe most women can relay stories of degrading, insulting, even frightening attention being directed at them while going innocently about their business. Why? Because they possess the necessary parts and they were in the correct proportions to elicit the vocal reaction from the observer. Maybe I've been feminized or I'm not macho enough, but I don't get it. Could it be that instead of trying to put down women for whatever real or perceived flaws they possess, we real men could emulate their self-care and focus on improving ourselves? That's the column. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for subscribing, and treat yourself special.